You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Let's do it.
We've got Gabe on the phone. He is playing Battle of the Buzz, and he's on Team Alana this morning.
Yeah, all Gabe.
All right. Good luck, you two.
I like it.
Yep.
You're going to need it. Ashley and Santan, you are on Team Nico this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. The Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window is open. We got 4 advanced screening passes for the winner to check out Disney's Mary Poppins Returns on Monday the 17th at Harkins Tempe Marketplace. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, first question is for us, Ashley. Alana, fire away.
All right, true or false, Detroit is the only city to win 3 major American pro sports titles within 12 months. Is that true or false?
Well, being that Detroit hasn't won jack in the past 20 years, they were decent at one point, and I do remember this because I grew up in Detroit, and they did do that. So what do you think, Ash?
Yep, that sounds great. True.
Yes, indeed, right. It is true. Good job. All right, Gabe, let's go.
Here we go.
Question number one, Alana and Gabe. True or false, in Germany, Poland, and Ukraine, finding a spider in your Christmas tree is believed to be good luck?
Well, Alana, what do you think?
I think true. I think that's awful specific.
Yeah, I do too. I was going to go with that. I'll go with true.
That is correct. Eastern European countries are a bit strange around the holidays.
All right, Nico and Ashley, what flag is used to signal NASCAR drivers that there is 1 lap left in the race? Is it red? Oh, okay. You didn't even. Good job.
I will take it.
Good job.
Putting out the surrender flag.
Job, Ashley.
All right, question number 2, Gabe and Alana. What is Popeye's profession? Is it A, a bounty hunter? Is it B, a tax collector? Or is it C, a seaman?
Well, you know, as much as he bounty hunted that I remember, I think I'm going to go with seaman.
Yes.
What do you think, Alana?
Yep, definitely C. Popeye the bounty hunter, though, would have been amazing.
Popeye the bounty hunter man.
All right, Team Nico, Ashley, and Nico. What type of government employee does Frosty the Snowman run into? Is it A, traffic cop, B, sanitation worker, or C, congressman?
It's A, a traffic cop.
I'll go with it.
Indeed. Good job.
Whew. Saved my butt on that one. All right, question number 3, Gabe and Alana. What beer is known as the king of beers?
Oh,
well, we will just go with Budweiser for that one real quick.
Yes, we will.
Yes,
go
we
ahead
will.
And mark that as a tie. All right, guys, moving on to the tiebreaker question. We cannot help you in this. Person closest to the number is going to win these advanced screening passes into Mary Poppins Returns. And Team Nico, since you asked us, or we asked you the question first, Gabe is going to have first dibs at this, okay?
Okay.
All right, how tall is this year's Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center in New York City, Gabe?
Oh, wow.
In feet.
Okay, I would say 50 feet.
All right, and Ashley?
I'm going to say 100.
As it turns out, Gabe, you are closest.
Oh,
I am so sorry, Ashley. It is actually 72 feet.
Oh,
it was very close.
Wow. That was a good one. Good job, Ashley. Yeah. Good job, Nico.
Good job to you, Gabe, man.
And great job, Alana.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Gabe, you're going to go to that advanced screening of Mary Poppins Returns on the 17th at Harkins Tempe Marketplace.
Very nice. I like it.
Congratulations. You can celebrate today.
Cause you are the champion of the Buzz.
Nice.
Listen to the Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.